This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, America remembers the tragic 9/11 terror attacks that killed almost 3,000 Americans. President Joe Biden laying a wreath Sunday at the Pentagon, and the First Lady Jill Biden speaking in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I was very close to Shanksville last week, and there were events at all the sites where the strikes happened, including a reading of the names of those who died. We will never, ever, ever forget what happened on that horrific day. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. It's been a wild couple of days, that's for sure. So many follow-ups to things that we've been talking about. And unfortunately, a surprise attack in the Ukraine. We'll talk about that and what that means and what Russia's defense minister had to say about it. And more aid going the way of Ukraine from the United States, and where is that going to be aimed? But before we get there, I think the thing that everybody's still talking about, without a doubt, and there's more to come, the funeral isn't even until the 19th. I'm talking about Queen Elizabeth II. King Charles III was formally proclaimed as monarch on Saturday in what they call an accession ceremony at St. James Palace in London. It officially marks a new era in British rule. The money being changed, so many other things happen as a result of Charles becoming king after Queen Elizabeth's death on Thursday. So he was officially announced as Britain's new ruler. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I speak to you today with feelings of profound sorrow. Throughout her life, Her Majesty the Queen, my beloved mother, was an inspiration, an example to me and to all my family. And we owe her the most heartfelt debt any family could owe to their mother, for her love, affection, guidance, understanding, and example. Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing. That promise of lifelong service I renew to you all today. Alongside the personal grief that all my family are feeling, we also share with so many of you in the United Kingdom, in all the countries where the Queen was head of state, in the Commonwealth, and across the world, a deep sense of gratitude for the more than 70 years in which my mother, as Queen, served the people of so many nations. In 1947, on her 21st birthday, she pledged in a broadcast from Cape Town to the Commonwealth to devote her life, whether it be short or long, to the service of her peoples. That was more than a promise. It was a profound personal commitment which defined her whole life. She made sacrifices for duty. Her dedication and devotion as sovereign never wavered.
So this is what happens next. As you heard, the new king, Queen Elizabeth II's flag-draped coffin arrived at the Palace of Holyrood House, the British monarchy's residence in the Scottish capital of Edinburgh. So there was a very slow, somber, regal kind of procession from the clips that I saw through that Scottish countryside on Sunday. You had mourners just packed the city streets. They lined all the roads everywhere to take part in this goodbye to the monarch who reigned for 70 years. I mean, when you think about what happened during her era, the hearse drove past piles of flowers, bouquets, all kinds of tributes. It was a seven-car entourage from her summer estate, Balmoral Castle, where the Queen died at 96 on Thursday. It was a six-hour trip through the Scottish towns to the palace in Edinburgh. So she's there. Her body will remain there until Monday. And then what happens on Monday afternoon, you've got the residence staff that will pay their last respects. And then King Charles III and his queen consort, that's what they call Camilla, will travel, as they travel on Monday, they'll travel to take the coffin to St. Giles Cathedral, and then the coffin's there for 24 hours, then it's flown to London. Lots of pageantry and ceremony connected, obviously, to the longest living monarch in recent times, of course, talking about Queen Elizabeth II. So the coffin will be moved from Buckingham Palace on Wednesday to the Houses of Parliament to lie in state until a state funeral. And I mentioned that at the top, September 19th at Westminster Abbey. You can bet it will be a who's who of world leaders and former world leaders and all kinds of people that will come out, including just people, again, lining the streets all over the place just to say the final farewells. You could see people really crying and emotional about all of this because, again, you have to think about what it means for how long she was in that position. And if you're one of those people, because, you know, we're all into the whole ancestry and who goes where, and on your own charts, it couldn't be bigger now, tracing your backgrounds, the chart, so to speak, of who comes next, you have King Charles, and then Will and Kate will be the Prince and Princess of Wales, and of course, Will would be next in line for the throne after Charles. I mean, it's such a throwback, and the royals are fascinating to so many people, not just the people in Scotland and the UK, etc. I mean, all over the world, and including in the United States. You see, anywhere you were, it was kind of the melding of the sadness of 9/11 and then the announcement of the death of Queen Elizabeth. There were so many flags that were at half mast because of both of those things. So it's a different time now. You know, there was all those jokes about, oh, King Charles, he will never ever get the throne. How old will he be? And now that finally happens, and it still is about the way, the ceremony, the way of ushering her out for such an incredible length of time. And by the way, because King Charles III is formally proclaimed the new monarch, this is kind of fascinating to me, especially remember I took the show to Ireland. So he's the new monarch in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, because remember the rest of Ireland is free. It's the Republic of Ireland. So pretty interesting stuff. In Belfast, the bells chimed and a bugler played before they read a proclamation, and there were other areas of former British Empire colonies, Australia and New Zealand. They had their own ceremonies too as well. But wait, there's more other comings and goings this weekend. We're talking about them on the flip side.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Listening in Southern California, boy, oh boy, it has been rough, right? I mean, I say this all the time. It's really true. We talk about the weather. All of us talk about the weather. How hot is it? What's going on with the rain? What's happening with the possibility of hurricanes? I mean, you name it, mudslides, etc., tornadoes. We all have weather of some sort. And especially when it's really good weather, we love to brag about good weather. Like, oh, it's amazing how wonderful the temperature is right now. But if you are in SoCal, oh, I feel you. The escaping the heat wave, what people do in LA and in the rest of Southern California to get away from the heat has been really, really interesting. And then there is this. After all of the heat, and then there was fires and everything else that came along with that, how about Tropical Storm K breaking the heat and rain records across SoCal? So you did the rain dance, you get the rain, but it's maybe not necessarily what you wanted. Some people got a little bit of flooding. It could have been a lot worse. 5 inches, for example, fell on Mount Laguna in San Diego County. You had a lot of spots in L.A., like including at the airport. I know someone that was at the airport that was telling me, yeah, it looks like they're setting some records here because we had some delays. And it's going to, you know, it affected people through the weekend. So at least there was sort of cooler temperatures compared to what you were dealing with Friday and Thursday and all those bizarre power outages, which was, of course, the big worry for so many people that we're going to lose power on top of everything else. And there were certainly some people that had to deal with wind where trees toppled and that kind of thing happened. There was even some evacuations. But if they didn't have rain. There were some communities where they just couldn't have, they probably wouldn't have survived some of what was happening with the heat. Seriously, in Temecula is one of those places, right? So there were heavy rains that were kind of hazardous for people that were fighting the fires because you got the downed trees, but then it also brought some relief to areas where they needed it. So it was like the yin and yang, where you have power that's out on Saturday, then it gets restored in the next 24 hours, and you have crews that are working as fast as they possibly can to do that. But you had the heavy rain and the windstorm and debris and, you know, all that entailed, thunderstorms, and it was slow moving Saturday and into Sunday too. So you got a chance to see some of the rain, but for some people, it's spelled problems. But it was a break in the ridiculous heat, because it seems like nonstop. And you know it's bad when you have people talking about, okay, what else can they throw at me in California? I mean, Mother Nature added her wicked curveball. What else can possibly happen? And you don't want to know the answer to that question, because there's so many other things, of course, that we know could happen, like the big one. Everybody's always talking about the big possibility of the big earthquake. And how about the people in Mississippi? We talked about brown water coming out of Jackson faucets. So what's happening there? There was a lot of water that was being handed out, and you have still people that are dealing with this ongoing water crisis in Mississippi's capital, where people haven't been able to drink water for about 2 weeks. That excessive rainfall led to flooding at the Pearl River, remember, in late August, and one of the city's two water treatment plants failed. So low or no water pressure left people without water to drink or to get a shower in or to even flush toilets. So the discolored water is the aftermath of all of that. And now with pressure returning, they still are telling people to boil water, and there are still 150,000 or so that don't have drinking water. So water bottles are being handed out, and has been going on for the last couple of weeks. And they're hoping that probably when you get at least two straight days, from what I understand, of clean samples, that's when they lift the boiling water advisory. They don't have to do that. And they're hoping that that will be sometime this week. But that would be rough to deal with that, wouldn't it? Of course it would be. And that's what some people are also fighting there. In the meantime, speaking of fighting, what's happening in Ukraine? There's some gains that are happening in the Ukraine. And you have images of Ukrainian soldiers that I've seen recently who are raising a flag in one area, at least, that was abandoned by Russian troops who dropped some rifles and left. They just took off. They fled everywhere they could go, every direction they could go on Friday. They disguised themselves as locals. I was reading a piece that they jumped on stolen bicycles, and what they had happen was a surprise attack. Ukrainian soldiers poured into the area, and hundreds of Russian soldiers encamped in this village were gone after their units abandoned them, leaving the people that to face, you know, the ruins, because it's ruins, of 28 weeks of occupation, right? So, and you just had people come into Kharkiv. They had just pulled into the area to collect the bodies of civilians shot by Russians, some that had been lying there exposed for months. So the fact that this stunning reversal happened over the weekend, that they that they decided they were on the run is a very big deal. So the Russian defense minister's daily briefing, because they do a daily, he does daily briefing on the weekend, featured a map showing Russian forces retreating behind the Oskil River, which is on the eastern edge of this Kharkiv region, just a day after they confirmed that the troops had left two other areas in that area, saying that they were just regrouping. But the bottom line is people were emotional. They came back. Like I said, there were ruins. There's 28 weeks. You have to think about that. And then some of the images and seeing the Ukrainian flag being raised and seeing the emotions, because I saw a lot of video of this and photos of it, was pretty powerful. Getting into those liberated villages in that southeast region and talking about their ordeal and is it really, really over, I think is what some of the people were wondering as they wandered around to look and see what was left. I mean, can you just imagine that, you know, that these people were just living their lives and then suddenly it was blown apart by Putin and the threat that hit them that started in February. So in the meantime, the White House is saying that they are redoubling their efforts to increase natural gas exports across the Atlantic because there's concern over Europe. Because remember, Putin's big ace in the game, you know, his trump card, if you will, is to do what he can to cut off that supply. And that means we're getting to that time of year where you need heating oil. So worried about what's going to happen, how bleak it's going to be. What are we doing to try to help in whatever way we can? And the whole idea is, okay, can we export liquefied natural gas to Europe? I mean, is there any way for any American producers to help? Because 40% of the natural gas Europe uses for heat and electricity come from Russia. We know that. That was before the war started. So what does it mean if they get completely cut off, a complete shutdown of Russian oil exports? And what would that do to, by the way, to our economy? Because would a recession in Europe cause one here in the United States? And the answer is, when you talk to economists and you look what we're already grappling with, yes, it would also help deteriorate what's happening in our world. Coming up next, your thoughts on everything from A to Z, including some big moments in sports that happened over the weekend. We head there next.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Ceremonies in New York, Arlington, Virginia, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, remembered the 9/11 terrorist attacks from 2001. President Biden touted the killing of two al-Qaeda leaders during his speech at the Pentagon, vowing to disrupt terrorist activities wherever they exist. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II arrived in Edinburgh after a long, solemn procession on Sunday. King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla will be there on Monday. Ukrainian troops continue to press forward as the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant captures the most attention due to it being at the center of the fighting. The Zaporizhia plant has shut down its last operational reactor as a safety precaution. Barbarian topped the box office this weekend with $10 million. Brahmastra Part 1 Shiva, Bullet Train, Top Gun Maverick, and DC League of Super Pets round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks again for everybody out there that sends me their thoughts. You can do it too. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. A bunch of you were hopping on what happened in sports the last couple of days, and then some others, the weather, and some complaints about what's going to happen in the midterm elections. We always get those, right? Okay, so this first one is from Joe. He listens to us, KCAA, he says, in California. Kate, I know you've been to a bunch of the U.S. Opens. I was curious as to what you thought about the 19-year-old winning it all on the men's side. I thought it was pretty exciting tennis. I'm sorry that that the U.S. men didn't have a better showing, but I still think that it was fun to watch. I am a lifelong tennis fan. Okay, so the American was Francis Tiafoe, and he really put up a fight against Carlos Alcaraz, who is the youngest player to now be number one in the world and win the U.S. Open at the age of 19. He had some long matches. For the final, he beat Casper Ruud, and he did it 6-4, 2-6, 7-6, 6-3, so the one tiebreaker there in the third set. And he became the youngest man to lead the ATP rankings for the men. It's funny because he said it was something he dreamed of as a kid when he was on the mic, and I thought, but you're still a kid. But he's electrifying. He has just incredible strokes, and it was exciting. And I think we'll be seeing a lot more of him and probably his opponent, too, and hopefully the American that you talked about, Tiafoe, because he put up a fight, and, you know, he went down, ultimately, to Alcaraz, but he was exciting to watch that. I had gotten off of a plane, and my brother took us to his house, and we watched the tail end of that match. So it is exciting when you see those long matches and those incredible, incredible gets. And you're right, I've been to so many U.S. Opens. In fact, I've done this show from U.S. Opens. So pretty exciting stuff. All right, and then we got this. I'm sticking to sports here for a second. Got this one from Skip in New Orleans. Kate, are you doing Nail the Score? I promise this year I'm going to try to call in. I have weird, wacky hours and work different shifts, but I would love to do it, and I'm going to try. So when is that? That is on Tuesday of this week. It starts, and it's in our final segment of our first hour. You can send me an email with the guests once I reveal who the team is. That's the game of the week for me anyway, and who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be, or else you can, of course, call us too as well. He also threw in, how about the Saints win? The Saints had another one of those crazy, there's a bunch of games like this, nail-biting finishes. So it was a game-winning field goal, and Jarvis Landry made an incredible catch that helped to really set that up. And the Saints, Huda, won 27-26 over the Falcons. I was watching the beginning of the game and thinking, oh, I think this is going to be an easy game for the Saints. And boy, was I wrong. Jameis Winston had 269 passing yards and a couple of touchdowns, but it did look like the Saints. That's what I love about football, though. Nothing is a given. Because then, of course, Atlanta reeled off a bunch of points, and they, in fact, had the lead at the halfway point. But nice win. Nice, nice win for New Orleans. Absolutely. All right, then we got this from Margaret, who says, Kate, my early years were spent in a town just outside of London, and I'm still in touch with so many of my family and friends. And this is really, really somber, even though she certainly was up there in age, for the people in the UK and other territories under the British rule, if you will, the death of Queen Elizabeth II and the significance of Charles III becoming king. I mean, it is a long time coming, and this is a woman who was a figurehead, who was iconic, who stood through thick and thin, and certainly had her dealings with American presidents. I mean, every American president paid a visit, and there were visits paid as well here and there to America. There's so many things you could say about the death of Queen Elizabeth II, absolutely. I mean, think of 70 years and think of the history. Think of the history that she was part of, that she went through. And now it's this final journey. It is very strange. And there's just so many little tidbits connected to it. Like even the corgis, you know, the dogs that she had, I guess in her lifetime, over 30, if you count from the very beginning, and she dies with four that are still living. And, you know, she was there, World War II, et cetera. And you're right, through how many presidents passed Truman. And so there are people lining up. There are souvenir sales that are, of course, soaring, not just in the UK, but in the United States. It's, you know, China and coins and all of that. I guess it's kind of an interesting side note, for the recent platinum celebration, spending on souvenirs and memorabilia was over 281 million pounds, or to us, in translation, $326 million. So the end of the longest reign by a British monarch. It's huge. I mean, again, there's so much that could be said, and we will in the next, in these next upcoming shows, and talk about her place in history. But obviously, it really is a giant passing. Okay, let's move to another one. How about this one from Frank, listening to us in Tallahassee? Wow, we are really dodging these hurricanes, Kate, and I'm happy for you because I know you're a new Floridian, and I'm sure many people have told you about what to do and what to expect, but it's been very, very quiet, which makes many of us natives a little nervous. What's the latest on the horizon? The latest is this tropical wave that has been talked about off of Western Africa, right? And it's going to develop, apparently, trust me, I'm on top of this, through the middle of the week, and it's across the Atlantic Ocean. And it's only got like a 20% chance of developing. We saw that Hurricane Earl dissipated pretty much on Sunday. That was a Cat 2 hurricane. That was the first for the 22 Atlantic season. So the last time a major hurricane hadn't formed by September 11th was in 2014, when Eduardo became a Cat 3 on September 16th, right? And you had Earl and Danielle. They were last week. They dissipated. They were the first named storms anyway. And then you had, before that, I think you had Colin. I keep track of this. And it was in the Carolinas. So, yeah, it's interesting because it's something that hasn't happened very, very often. I like records and breaking records and knowing what records have happened and haven't happened. And I know I said this on the show, but August was so quiet. There was no name storms. That's the first time that has happened. It hadn't happened since, I want to say 1961. By the way, the next name storm is Fiona. And why is this not? Why are we not getting these hurricanes? Dry air, Saharan dust, wind shear. It's part of the reason. So hurricane season, fingers crossed, ends November 30th. November 30th. And I know a lot of people in this audience from the Gulf Coast regions on have concerns about hurricanes. So there you go. Just be happy that we're not seeing what we have seen in the past. I think that's a very, very good thing. All right, this one, I'm going to throw this one in here quickly because this is a first timer. Briggy says, Kate, I've never emailed you, but I do listen to the show whenever I can. I try to catch it live. When I can't catch it live, I listen to it playback. So you definitely have a fan in me for the last 3 years as I tripped onto your show when I was traveling. So what about this railroad strike? What happens if the railroad workers go on strike across the nation? What do you think that does to, I'm probably answering my own question, food prices? And you think about some of the things that go by rail, I would just assume it would really rattle all of us in some way. Oh, yeah. I mean, are you kidding? One thing I noticed when I was traveling and driving all over the place is you see huge rail cars, right? If they do go on strike, which there is that rumor, prices at the grocery store would go up. Absolutely. And we're talking about 115 freight rail workers. They might walk out if they can't reach a new contract with railroads. So it would shut down the national rail network. And if you want to look for a number there, to give you an idea, they transport about 20% of all grain shipments. So all grain shipments. And that absolutely would affect food. It would affect farmers. It would affect all kinds of things. Soaring food costs. Let's hope it does not happen. Stay with us.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What a big week it was, the first week of the NFL. Started Thursday with the Bills thrashing the Rams, who won the Super Bowl, remember. They look so good. Josh Allen is the real deal. Threw for almost 300 yards. It was 31-10 was the final on that one, but that was days ago. So what was Sunday like? Sunday was about kickers. There were so many points and that were decided on kicks, so many games that were decided on kicks, losing games and winning games. How about the Steelers and the Bengals? Because I was just in the Pittsburgh area, I can't tell you how rabid fans were in the Steel City talking about, oh, what's happening now, and it's a new era with Mitch Trubisky as the quarterback because, of course, Big Ben Roethlisberger is gone. It's a new era, and they were having a big pierogi fest and talking about the Steelers games and wearing your Steelers garb and all the things that you get, of course, for people who are rabid fans of whatever team in those areas. But they were, many of the analysis by some of the talk show hosts I had heard, they were kind of unsure about the Bengals, talking about the rivalry and what happens with Joe Burrow. And, wow, what a wild finish to that game that eventually went into overtime. Take a listen to a compilation of a few kicks.
Trying to complete the wrap. McPherson, it's blocked! What a turn of events! Minkah Fitzpatrick! A slow snap and the whole operation took too long. Wilcox, snapper, Huber, holder, from 29 yards away. Oh, he missed it badly! Boswell trying to get it done. Snap, placement, kick on the way. Boswell! That's a winner! Unforgettable season opener! And the Steelers outlast the Bengals!
That's exactly what happened. And that game, also in that game, you had Joe Burrow who had five turnovers, and those missed kicks, so much of the story. So Pittsburgh takes the win, but they also lose T.J. Watt because he began the season, he began the game looking incredible. He's the reigning defensive player of the year and a big-time disruptor and a big part of the Steelers, you know, and what they're able to do, their defense. And he walked off injured in the fourth quarter, his left arm just hanging by his side. He suffered a pectoral injury in the fourth quarter of that overtime win over the Bengals. So they're evaluating him, according to Coach Mike Tomlin, but it does not look good. I mean, he is like the ultimate bull rusher. You know, just trying to get away from him. Hello, 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 TJ. He's always all over that field. And again, such a huge part of the defense. So he's their leader, etc. And he's an elite, elite edge rusher. And he showed it. But boy, that's a tough one. And then also, Najee Harris also out as well for the Steelers. So the Steelers have injuries that they have to deal with. And he left in the fourth quarter after injuring his left foot, and it was heavily wrapped in the post game. So there you go. And this, it's always the story of injuries too for all of these teams. And then how about for our friends in Saints Nation, a thriller that I don't know how it got to be a thriller, because marching into Atlanta, I thought the Saints were in control in the very beginning of this game. And I should know better because it's every second that you're there. It's the four quarters that make up the whole, without a doubt. But here's what the tail end of that game sounded like.
Will Lux from 51 to give New Orleans the lead. It is good! And the Saints win the season opener in dramatic come-from-behind fashion, trailed by 16 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was it. They were trailing. So they win it 27-26. That's a nice, sweet win for them on the road, too. How about the Bears? The Bears beat the 49ers. It was bizarre. It was so wet. They were pushing water off of the field in the beginning of this thing. But they win 19-10. I can't go through all the highlights specifically. The Eagles beat the Lions 38-35. It was a story of Jared Goff being picked off at a prime moment. So the Eagles take that win. The Dolphins beat the Patriots 20-7. Tua, he connected in a couple of different directions. That was a fun game. I watched a big chunk of that. And again, new head coach, big win for him. Ravens trounce the Jets. I think that was expected, even though Lamar Jackson doesn't get his extension, doesn't agree to the extension anyway. He looks good, has a cannon for an arm and connected in a couple of big plays. So they win that over the Jets as expected. The Commanders beat the Jags 28-22. A late interception, part of the story there. The Browns beat the Panthers 26-24. Cade York, 58-yard field goal to win it for the Browns. A heartbreaker for the Panthers and Baker Mayfield, who's going up against his former team. He looks so sad on the sidelines watching that. How about the overtime tie? The Colts and the Texans tie in their season opener. The Texans started to look like they had a commanding lead, and they did through the third quarter, but then things turned around when the Colts put up 17 points in the fourth quarter. And this is a shocker. The Giants win their game over the Titans 21-20. Another new head coach, and the Titans missed a potential game-winning field goal. And then the Vikings. Oh, my goodness, the Vikings with a raucous home crowd smashed the Packers. I mean, that's a huge rivalry. What happened to Aaron Rodgers? And listen, the Vikings are the real deal, not to take anything away from them. Kirk Cousins, 277 passing yards, a couple of TDs. Jefferson looking so good on the other end of some touchdowns. And the Vikings are a for-real team. So are the Chiefs, and that's not a surprise. The Chiefs, sadly for all of our Arizona friends listening, KVOI and so many other places, the Chiefs thrashed the Cards 44-21. Pat Mahomes, 5 touchdowns, dominant road win for them, of course. Chargers beat the Raiders 24-19. They had a chance at the end. The Raiders did, but they just could not get it done. And then Tom Brady, who retired and then unretired, as we all remember, after 40-some days. Buccaneers beat the Cowboys 19-3. They did get one touchdown, but it was all about the kicks that made the difference for the Buccaneers. The Cowboys have a bunch of problems that they're looking at, including the fact that Dak Prescott is going to be out for a couple of games because of his injury. He's going to need surgery, actually. That's not good news. He hurt his thumb late in that loss. So with that hand injury, I don't see how the Cowboys are going to have a great season. And the Buccaneers look like they have some holes, but you still got Tom Brady and you still got some weapons there. And I think they make things pretty interesting. And the whole Brady story is interesting to people. Anyway, 45, retiring, unretiring, and saying that he's got at least one left in him, right? At least one left in him. Who knows? Does he play till he's 50? More speculation just continues. That's it for the Man Cave, and the music means we also have to exit the show. Thanks to all of you for listening to this first hour. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.